This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Medical researchers have found that an allergy medicine ingredient can reduce lung cancer tumors. The Icahn School of Medicine researchers at Mount Sinai Hospital have discovered an ingredient in allergy medicine that can boost the immune system and reduce lung cancer tumors. The antibody dupilumab is used for allergy treatment. It's an IL-4 receptor blocking antibody. They found that when blocked, an allergy pathway releases anti-tumor immunity against non-small cell lung cancer. In an early study, the antibody dupilumab boosted immune systems, reduced tumors in 1 out of 6 patients when used in conjunction with immunotherapy. The cancer researchers said that their early results in single-cell technologies led them to repurposing allergy medication to rescue or enhance tumor response to a treatment procedure called checkpoint blockade. It's a type of immunotherapy that can unleash the cancer-killing activity of T cells. One patient with growing lung cancer improved after just 3 doses of the allergy medication and still had the cancer under control 17 months later. Dr. Miriam Merad said, "Immunotherapy using checkpoint blockade has revolutionized treatment for non-small cell lung cancer, the most common form of lung cancer." Dr. Nelson LaMarche added, "Using single-cell technologies, we discovered that the immune cells infiltrating lung cancers, as well as other cancers we studied, exhibited characteristics of a type 2 immune response, which is commonly associated with allergic conditions like eczema and asthma." Montana wildlife officials already have inspected 10,000 watercraft for aquatic invasive species so far this spring, finding 16 watercraft to have invasive mussels. Anyone bringing watercraft into Montana must stop at all open watercraft inspection stations before putting into the water. Watercraft includes motorized and non-motorized boats, paddleboards, kayaks, canoes, rafts, and pack rafts. Additionally, all watercraft must be drained before transportation. Aquatic invasive species include non-native plants, animals, and pathogens that can cause harm to Montana's environment and economy. Montana is one of just a few states that doesn't have infestations of invasive species like quagga mussels and zebra mussels, which breed quickly and can clog water pipes, interfere with electricity generation equipment on rivers and dams, and foul boats, docks, and other water structures. Montana aggressively inspects and cleans watercraft for aquatic invasive species. As a headwater state, Montana's efforts to keep source waters clean helps the state's compliance with treaties like the Columbia River Basin Treaty, keeping invasive species and fouled waters from infecting entire watersheds or water bodies. A couple weeks of rain and snow resulted in something special in Big Sky on Friday, May 24th. Big Sky Ski Resort reported that its snowpack reached the seasonal average for the first time all winter. The snowpack is now average for the first time since October. Lone Mountain's Snowtell site recorded a number roughly equal to the 33-year seasonal median, just 0.1 inches shy, with snow still falling on Friday, which meant that at 8,800 feet, the snowpack's water content was finally typical for May 23rd. After a winter that set a 33-year record for lack of snow between December 22nd and March 4th, finally catching up to the median is a result of a cool, wet spring and recent snow showers with a lot of moisture content. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.